News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Fine Gael TD Michael Murphy says that the law should be changed so that driving bans for serious motoring offences only begin once an individual is released from any jail term that they might have had to serve. And he also wants an increase in the maximum sentence for dangerous driving so that it goes up from 10 years to 14, a la Northern Ireland. He's with us this morning. Michael, is this populism or do you think it'll have a direct impact on road safety?
It's certainly not populism, Anton. As you know, I chair the Oireachtas Committee on Transport. Road safety is a key priority. We have a crisis on our roads. 190 lives lost last year. More than 80 lives lost so far this year. The committee is due to meet the RSA next week and the Garda Commissioner the following week, after which we'll be producing a report with a set of recommendations for government to implement.
But can I just check on that, Michael? I mean, the way you describe the crisis, that's what I mean by is it populist? We are among the safest countries when it comes to our roads. In Europe, we are among the safest countries in the world, and we are safer than Northern Ireland, which is being cited as the precedent for the changes that you want to make in respect of the dangerous driving.
I would point to the evidence of road victim advocacy groups, in particular PARC on the 29th of April. They had seven key asks of the committee, and one of those was around penalties for dangerous driving causing death. We have had 250 cases in the last 5 years, Anton, of dangerous driving causing death. I think it's extraordinary to think that there is a loophole in the law whereby an individual can serve their driving ban and prison sentence at the same time. That means an individual can immediately walk out of prison and get behind the wheel of a car. I don't think that's right. Prison, there are two separate sentences. One is about a punishment. The other is about road safety. I raised it directly with Minister Kenny at a most recent meeting of the Oireachtas Committee on Transport, and he did agree. And I'm really hopeful that in the upcoming road traffic bill that this loophole will be closed.
Now, I don't mean to sound facetious, very genuinely don't mean to sound facetious, Michael, but if you take the kind of changes that you're suggesting, do you believe that somebody will make choices where they say, well, I'll run these kind of risks knowing that there's a 10-year prison sentence, but if it's 14, I won't. Or I'll run these kind of risks knowing I'll go to jail and then have to serve a driving ban, but if I go to jail and serve the driving ban concurrently, I'll make a different choice. Is it actually going to influence real behaviour on the road?
What I would say, and what I've come to realise in terms of road safety, it isn't about one silver bullet. It's about legislative reform. I've been on your programme previously. It's about enforcement and it's about behavioural changes. So I'm not saying that this is the silver bullet. I'm just suggesting that we need to close this loophole. I don't think any of your listeners would agree with a situation whereby an individual convicted of dangerous driving and receives a prison sentence and a driving ban, that both of those can be served concurrently. I think everybody would agree that the driving ban should only begin after the offender is released from prison. And as I said, that's fully supported by road advocacy groups like the Road Victims Ireland Association and also PARC.
Because as we stand now, if you get a driving ban of 18 months plus a 2-year conviction, when you come out at the end of your 2-year conviction, they just hand you your license back because you've served the ban while in jail.
Correct. And look, as I said, the court in these instances has imposed two what I would call separate, distinct penalties because both serve two different purposes. My argument, Anton, is simply that the driving disqualification should be effective in protecting the public after the offender returns on the road. I think it is extraordinary, and I think it's a loophole that urgently needs to be closed.
Michael, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Chairperson of the Oireachtas Transport Committee and Fine Gael TD for Tipperary South, Michael Murphy.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.